Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Taftesim and Beis. The Gemara here talks about a sukkah tachas ilan. That the Mishnah says that it's possible. It's kilo asah b'teich habayis. And the Gemara says only when the ilan is still removed mechamasa. So then the ilan passes the sukkah, but if the ilan is chamasa removed mitzilasa, it doesn't passel. And the Gemara is a kasha on that, v'kam etztarev schach pasul v'had di schach kosher. Why wouldn't the ilan pasul when it's chamas removed mitzilasa? Why don't you say that you're combining the schach pasul with the schach kosher? And the Gemara's answer is b'chavotan. And there's a big machlekes v'sheinim, what does it mean? What was the Gemara's kasha? Why would it be pasul, and in what case is it pasul? And there's also a shayla, what's the Gemara's teretz b'chavotan? So as far as the Gemara Shaila, Taisus holds that once it's Tzilsim Meruba, if the sukkah would be Tzilsim Meruba, no amount of Schach Pasul would pass. You have a full sukkah. You put on Schach Pasul, you don't need the Schach Pasul. You already have a sukkah from Schach Kosher. What's the Schach Pasul going to make up soul? That's what Taisus holds in Svar. So what's the case of the Gemara? That the sukkah itself is not fully Tzilsim Ruba on its own. It needs the Schach Pasul to become Tzilsim Ruba. That's mitzdarif, that's the word, mitzdarif. You combine the Schach Pasul with the Schach Kosher in order to have a shear of Schach of Tzilsim Ruba. That's the problem. Otherwise it wouldn't be a problem. That's what Taisa says. And what's the Gemara's Teretz B'Chavatan? So Rashi explains Chavatan is that it's Batul B'Rayv. That you really don't have enough schach kosher, but since you have more schach kosher than schach pasul, and it's mixed together in a way that is not nicker the schach pasul, so it becomes batel b'rayv. The Rishayim even meaning a kasha of eim arvin eim aval and isla lechatchila. How could you go and mix it together and be mevatel lechatchila by bittel? We always say it's only b'di'evin. So the Rishayim say because it's not yontif yet, so it's not aser yet, or they say, because the whole din of Eim Aval and Sechila is a din derabanan, and they said it when you're getting personal gain. Mitzvah Lav Lahenistin, it was not a personal gain, you could do it. But that's again, the case of the Gemara is that the sukkah itself is not Tzilsim Ruba. It needs the Schach Pasul to become Tzilsim Ruba. So that's the problem. And why does it work? Because if you mevatel the Schach Pasul Brave, it's batel Brave. But other Rishayim hold, that no, we're talking about the case of sukkah is Tzilsim Ruba. So the Baal HaMoreh says it depends which is first. If the schach is first, so then the schach pasul won't pass like Taisa says, because you don't need it. But if the schach pasul came first, so it's already chal sukkah psula, schach kasher won't kasher it. That's it. About the Baal HaMoreh learns. But Rav Yishein HaMoreh doesn't depend on which comes first. It depends on what's on top. The Rosh brings it from the Riva, the Ran and the Ritva hold that way. If you have schach pasul on top, so then the schach kasher you put on bottom is not doing any tzeil. There's already tzeil. It's not helping you out with the tzeil. So Mela, since it's not helping you out with the tzeil, so Mela, it's batel. It doesn't do anything for you. So that's why, if the schach pasul on top, pasul's the schach kosher on the bottom, that's the problem. And what's the answer b'chavtam? So really you could say, according to that, that chavtam would mean you lower it, and you don't have to mix it at all. Now you don't have the schach pasul on top. And now it won't shter. But it's interesting, the Ran and the Ritva hold the opposite of Taisus. That when you have Schach Pasul on top, it could Pasul the Schach Kosher on bottom, even if it's Tzilsim Ruba. Because whatever's on bottom and a Schach Pasul doesn't count. But if you have a Schach Kosher and Schach Pasul, and Rav of it is Schach Kosher, even if you don't have the Tzilsim Ruba from the Schach Kosher, it's also good. That's what the Ran and the Ritva hold. They bring a Raya from a Mishnah later. But you would need Rav, though. If you'd have Rav Schach Pasul, it won't be good. But if you have Rav Schach Kosher, even if the Schach Kosher is Chamsim Ruba, but it's Rav over the Schach Pasul, and together it's Chamsim Ruba, it's also good. But for that, they have to be mixed together. The Ritva says, because we're afraid that you might be under a pot that's only Schach Pasul, that's why we have to mix it together. And the Ran says, that's the halacha, that has to be mixed together, because if it's separate, if it's completely separate, so then even if it's half and half, he says it's kosher. But if it's mixed together, it doesn't have kashivas, you need rive, but it's not a real bittul. The pshat is you have a rive, and that's good enough. That's the Ran and the Ritva's Pshanichavta. But the Arishanim that hold, neither of these two attain. Now, does Rashi and Taisus hold that the Tzilsa Meruba has to be from the Skach Kasher alone? But they hold that when you have the Tzilsa Meruba from the Skach Kasher alone, it's good no matter where the Skach Basel is. But the Tzilsa Meruba has to be from the Kasher alone. And they also hold that if you mix it together, the Skach Kasher is Mevatel the Skach Basel and makes it Kasher. The Ran and Ritva hold that the Tzilsa Meruba doesn't have to be from the Skach Kasher alone. That's why Chavdim works. But the Arishainim that hold, the Ramban, that the Magen Mishnah brings down in Bein Yeruchim and the Kolbay, that holds both these Chumers, that the Tzilsa Meruba has to be from the Skach Kasher alone, and the Bit Chavdim doesn't work as the Bit L'Brei. So you always need the Skach Kasher to be Tzilsa Meruba on its own, even by Chavdim. So what is the mile of Chavdim? That you don't have the Skach on top blocking the Skach on the bottom. So you don't have the problem that it's Mevatalit. So there, you don't need that to be mixed together in a way that's not Ben. So that's Halacha L'maisa, that when the Skach Kasher is Silsim Ruba, the Chavdim doesn't need that it should be in a way that it's not Ben. Because Iman of Shok, according to Rashi and Taisus, if it's Silsim Ruba on its own, then you don't have to make it that it's not Batal. And according to Rishayim that hold that you need the Skach should be Tzilsim Ruba on its own, so they would hold that Chavdim doesn't need Bittul, and Mimela would work either way.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.